The annual tradition that normally draws thousands to Syracuse University to celebrate the life and legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. will be virtual this year. But organizers say it's still drawing plenty of interest.
We're incredibly excited. The registration turnout has been fantastic. We've been, quite frankly, overjoyed and overwhelmed by the positive reaction.
Dean of Hendricks Chapel, Brian Conkle, says after 36 years, the program already has a tremendous following. But he says this time, they're not limited by a physical location.
From Unsung Hero Awards to performers to a keynote speaker, we'll see those things again here. But what we've also done is, how is it that we integrate more fully into the city of Syracuse? So we will film at a variety of locations that people are going to love to see around the city, and it'll bring some new elements, some surprises this year.
He says they've naturally made a few accommodations for the different format, but the program will still feature many familiar elements.
From Unsung Hero Awards to performers to a keynote speaker, we'll see those things again here. But what we've also done is, how is it that we integrate more fully into the city of Syracuse? So we will film at a variety of locations that people are going to love to see around the city, and it'll bring some new elements, some surprises this year.
This year's keynote speaker is civil rights icon, activist, and author Ruby Bridges, whom Conkle says is the right guest at the right time.
Although history might not repeat itself, history does tend to rhyme, and much of what Ruby Bridges was engaging with in her own life as a six-year-old integrating schools in the United States South, we see the rhythm of rhyme of that here in 2021. Questions around equality, opportunity, and the role of education as an instrument for freedom.
The theme for this year's program is Our Time Has Come. It will be held Sunday at 7 p.m. Virtual admission is free, but registration is required at mlk.syr.edu. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.